Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 24th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Kayla Rumbalski. She is the Community Development Educator with Wood County University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension. And right now in studio, some people with not as long of a title. We have our good friends from Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hintner. Good morning, you two, or good afternoon.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
It's both for us.
That was awesome. That was in unison. That was so good. That was great.
We had this customer. My dad always called him Freeman because he was involved in the Wakely. And that was his character, Freeman. But anyways, people who know who he is, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Diane is a regular listener and a cookie bringer here.
So. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And a good customer of ours as well. Mm-hmm. But Freeman came to the store frequently, all the time. And at one time, one of our side doors actually broke. And just the handle part. And he was a fix-it kind of guy. He could fix everything.
Sure.
And he fixed our door for us. And I said, well, you probably should fix it because you've used this door more than anyone has. I was kind of joking with him and appreciative at the same time. But my point was with this is he would always say good afternoon. He'd come in the morning. He'd come in the evening. He'd come in anytime. He'd say good afternoon. And once or twice I was like, what do you mean good afternoon? It's morning. And he's like, well, it's afternoon. It's afternoon from yesterday.
Yes.
So I learned from Freeman, as a life lesson I'm sharing with everybody on the radio right now, that if you're not sure what to say, just say good afternoon because it's always correct.
It's a good one. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's
or
good.
Or you'd say have a good day and you'd say have a good rest of your life. And I was like, it always was like a deep moment of like, yeah, I should be more appreciative, right? Like, it's just like... He did share lots of little life lessons.
Yeah.
Forever grateful for those.
morning, noon, or night. It's always a good time at Family Natural Foods. Yep. What is going on over at the shop?
Yeah, there's always something happening over there. So we want to briefly mention, because we're going to talk about it more. We still have time, everyone. Mm-hmm. But we want to mention our anniversary sale, and everyone mark their calendars for October 6th and 7th. Mm-hmm. It'll be 9 to 6 on Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday, and we're going to have lots of sales in store. So pretty much all of the supplements will be on sale and a handful of sales for other products,
and
too.
And there'll be, like, free samples and, people – there to talk about stuff
and highlight topics even more than we can.
I'm really excited about the people we're bringing in, but we'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah.
If I can piggyback on that, you guys, one thing that I've heard from people that go to your shop and stuff, and listeners of ours, the crossover there, one of the things that they look forward to about this event is running into each other. A lot of the people that go to Family Natural Foods love talking to people that go to Family Natural Foods.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun that they're...
It's a community thing. And that's what we love, too. It, like, motivates us to go to work each day. And, like, these stories with, like, Freeman. There's stories like that with all sorts of customers that we've known over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things you don't get on Amazon.
Darn right.
You don't really get it at the big box stores either. I mean, you might run into somebody, but you're not gonna get this community, and that's what we really appreciate about our customers, and that's why we throw this big event each year. It takes a lot of planning and
to thank them.
A lot of preparation, and we're usually a little bit tired by the time it starts, but we're so energized once the first customers come through the door. And we're really looking forward again this year. How many years is it, Katrina?
77.
Ooh.
Just saying that for everyone.
Yeah, 77.
Very youthful voice for 77.
Yeah, it's still got a little bit of pepper and gray in there, but it's still young.
Exactly.
I'm talking about Family Natural Foods, by the way, not Katrina.
No, you're talking about my hair. It's okay. I'm getting used to the gray.
If you have any gray in there, I have not seen it. I know mine's there. I know mine. Mine's becoming more and more evident, like with the day. I was shaving yesterday to realize, wait, I didn't, where did that come from?
It happens for sure.
We've got back to school kicking in.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of things when it comes to that for parents and kids to prepare for.
Sure. A lot of gray hairs to come.
yes. Nicely done. God, he's so good at that.
Steven's really good at, like, the slime.
It's very good.
Skill set right there. We love it.
When it comes to that, where do you want to start?
Yeah. So back to school. I don't want to also – I'll probably talk about it again in September because, you and I talked about it last time. So early August of that pregame. So we were talking about how can we get our kids – prepped for school, whether it's some like rituals of just going to bed early, but more we were just talking about brain health and helping with focus, and if anybody has issues or kids have issues with that or adults have issues with focus and attention, it's still time to do that pregame, mm-hmm. but we're going to definitely highlight more that, okay, I'm in school now, my kids, it's been a couple weeks, and what do I do in mm-hmm. September? We'll talk about mm-hmm. that. But we have so many kids products, supplements, Focus, multivitamin, calcium, you name it. Most of our kids' vitamins are on sale this month. Mm. So it's a great time to get it here in August, mm-hmm. but also in September, because we realize that not everybody is the planner. And realizing, oh, yeah, that's right. It's been a couple months. I forgot my kid has a little focus issue, or they didn't have a focus issue now or then, but now they do. So we want to make sure that people enjoy that discount in the months of August and September.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smart.
So set the kids up for success. You know, get some good, you know, omega-3 fats for mm-hmm. their brain. You know, mm-hmm. it's good for their brain. It's good for their eyes. It's good for, you know, their whole body. Heart, you know,
skin.
Joints, all these kind of things. Just like it is for adults, but for kids, you know, especially as they're learning and their brain is growing, really important. And, you know, all these things for immune health, because we know it's a week or two after school starts, you get all these people congregating in small, you know, brick
spaces.
Buildings
mm-hmm. No
and
ventilation.
Breathing the same air. Sure enough, what happens? Oh, it's the cold and flu season.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you start ahead of time, just a little bit of, you know, a little bit of support for the immune system, a multivitamin, you know, something like that, can really do a lot. And like Katrina said, it's a great time to think about that now, but we'll keep talking about it.
And not just kids. It's
adults
we were
too.
Mentioning adults too, which I think we should just talk about.
Well, I was also going to say, I was going to go back to what you and James talked about last time, which was adrenal health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you're talking about, like, you know, this isn't so much for kids. Kids are very, like, young and adaptive. Like, they'll bounce back. Mm-hmm. But, like, adults, like, we're got to, like, most of us got jobs, and you got, like,
you gotta
kids.
You got to get lunches prepared in the morning. Yep. You got to get them to school. You got to get you to school. You got to remember to feed the dog.
You get, like, tired out and kind of drained, and that, like, over the long term, that kind of drains your adrenals.
Yeah.
And coffee or caffeine in general gives you a short-term boost, but in the long term, it drains your adrenals even more. Mm-hmm. And so adrenal fatigue is a real thing, and it's common. I even found this for myself. I was like, oh, yeah, like early summer, I had a lot of stuff going on. You know, a lot of it was fun stuff, and it was mm-hmm. great, but also there's, like, work and things. And I got pretty run down. I was pretty sick, and I was like, what is this about? And then it didn't dawn on me till about a month, well, maybe 2 weeks ago, that I was like, I think my adrenals are really zapped, which also impacts your immune system, which is probably why I got sick. And you know, it kind of, there's all these little ripple effects. So mm-hmm. I started taking that Adrenaplex, which you guys were talking about last time, and I noticed a big difference. Like, mm-hmm. I don't get completely drained in, you know, the middle of the day after I eat. I don't get drained. So that, you know, that could be a tool for parents.
Yeah.
Just to try. You don't have to take it continuously. You can,
mm-hmm.
but you know, just take like one bottle, and it's on sale this month. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
another good reason. It's a really good sale, actually.
Yeah. Definitely can notice a difference. You know, with things like that. And I'm thinking and going back to a conversation I believe that originally had with you guys about supplements in general. And mm-hmm. I was working over at Stoiber at the time, and they had some that they were selling, and I was learning more about this and everything. And I think I asked, you know, if you were only going to take one supplement, is there a one that you would recommend that people should take? And so I'm asking kind of a similar question when it comes to kids in starting school.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like there's this one magical supplement that cures and helps everything, not to put that on your shoulders or anything, but is there something that you yourselves would even recommend? Is there a fish oil? Is there an omega-3? Is there something like that?
I think it's hard to answer that because I think it depends on each kid. Like, of course, a multivitamin is that foundation for a child. So we all know that kids are not the best eaters. They don't love their greens. I mean, sometimes mm-hmm. us adults don't, but we do it. Like kids, it's harder to get them to do that. So, I mean, I think multivitamins is a good foundation just to make sure they're getting their nutrients. I think omega-3s are huge because that's for their brain health. And look at, they're in school for all these hours, and that brain development's huge.
I'd say to say both of those.
Both, but
yeah.
If also I have to add it because I was the first thing that came to my mind was like which one? I have so many favorites. It's ridiculous. But Terry's immune formula for kids, it's called Viropo. There's an adult version and there's a kid version.
Yeah, the kids is chewable. It's really nice.
What I love about it is it's got elderberry, so it's your immune booster. It's got vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C. And then it's got something else I'm forgetting right now.
Zinc
in it. Thank you. So
yeah,
it's like
a few other things,
really good. I would almost say what's my one choice? It would be depending on the season is
right.
The answer.
Yeah, and the kid.
And the kid.
Yep.
And you guys answered that exactly how I was hoping you would, because there is no one trick. There is no one thing that works. Yeah, okay. Completely. Completely messed with you guys. Completely messed with you right there. No, just to bring to the point and to bring it home to people out there listening, that because I think especially when it comes to parenting, we're trying to balance being the most amazing parents of all time, and also I've got a billion things to do. Mm-hmm. So, what's this? My kids need supplements. Okay, I'm going to grab them a supplement, but I'm going to grab them a supplement. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we see a lot of, and it's more times than not, it's not something that there's a umbrella effect for every single kid, or there's one thing that will work. Mm-hmm. It's so important to, when you stop by, and this is going back to your department store comment there, Stephen. You can't get this on Amazon. You talk to the people at Family Natural Foods about your kid and say the specific things that you are looking for, and you'll be able to find something that will help that kid. There is no one trick pony for all this kind of stuff. And I think it's interesting to think of it that way, when there's so much in society nowadays that I feel like I take this for this and it's done.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We got some really good, you know, parents and grandparents that work at our store that can give you, you know, real firsthand, you know, guidance, like, hey, this works so good for my kid, or, you know, whatever. Like, Katrina's really great at that. So, yeah, I think that is really the thing, is come in and, you know, tell us more. You know,
tell us your story.
Tell us your story. Let's have a little chat.
Let's talk.
Share your own wisdom, too. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell us something about, like, try to match Freeman's, you know, good afternoon comment.
Yeah. We'll have some of those. I'm expecting it for the rest of the day now. Also want to get into people marking their calendar for a free lecture that we're having coming up. And it's going to be on September 19th, and it's at 5:15, and it's Dr. Tracy. We had her in this spring in April, and everybody was like, please bring her back and please have her talk longer, in fact, because they
which is awesome.
Loved her. They're like, we could have sat there for hours. I'm like, wow. I mean, I'm usually conscious of how long people talk for, because sometimes it just goes over people's heads, but almost everybody was like, let her talk longer. She was amazing.
Very cool.
But she's going to come in. She's going to talk about all sorts of different digestion-related things, whether it's like heartburn.
Yeah, heartburn.
IBS. Constipation, digestive issues. Like, I just don't know. I'm not digesting things properly. Probiotics.
Bloating.
It'll be like, she talked about some of these things. She'll re-talk about them, but she'll also build upon what she talked. If you didn't come, you're still welcome to come, because she will set a framework for everybody for the night. It's not like you had to be there
before.
A lot
of this is such good reminders too. And you know, like, as we're talking about some of these things like multivitamins and stuff, they're amazing, but if your digestive system isn't working very well, you're probably not even getting that much of those multivitamins or the food you're eating, for that matter. So really, your digestive system is sort of the foundational thing that we should always keep a pulse on. And there's always a little bit of improvement that can be made. And this is something where she's done such a great job. I mean, Dr. Tracy, like, she has, you know, she talks from her own clinical experience, working with patients, helping them solve these you know, probably much more chronic issues than most of us have, hopefully. And also, just some of it was from our own personal experience, which I thought was very humble to have. You know, we go to the doctors periodically, and I can't remember the last time a doctor sat down and said, "Oh yeah, I've had, you know, this health, you know, this health issue, and, you know, whatever." And sometimes they do, I'm sure, but, you know, she talked quite a bit about that and like how she had to kind of find her own path on digestive health. And that's what really inspired her, and I think informs her. You know, anytime you go through your own experience, not like anybody really wants to, but you experience it yourself, you probably know it better than most people.
Yeah, because you want to make it easier for them next time too. Because I can help with this.
I was at a health talk at a conference down in Chicago recently, and there's a gentleman, Dr. Teitelbaum. Katrina and I have both heard him talk a couple times. He's written books over the years. We've had his books on our shelves since we were kids. He's just like an icon that's been around a long time. But he's been a leader in talking about chronic fatigue syndrome and what's that other one that's related to it? Fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
And he's a medical doctor, but he's talked about this for years. And back when he was first talking about that, and even still today, doctors didn't really know what to do with fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome. They often would just prescribe psychotics, you know, like maybe you're depressed, maybe you're anxious. I, you know, they just kind of throw something in the psychological side because they didn't have a test to actually diagnose or explain this. And Dr. Teitelbaum is talking about like how, you know, long COVID or whatever it's being called now is basically a form of chronic fatigue. It's a specific type. And he was talking about like all these different things you can do to help it. I'm kind of going on a tangent here, but my point was much like Dr. Tracy, Dr. Teitelbaum, you know, probably for 30, maybe 40 years, he had chronic fatigue. And then he saw, hey, this is real. This isn't just in my head. And there's other people that have this problem. I'm going to write books. I'm going to try to help with my patients to overcome this. Similarly, I think Dr. Tracy, I found her humility and credentials even more bolstered by the fact that she had actually worked on some of these issues herself.
My oldest, Bria, has fiber. And I've done a lot more homework in the last couple of years on the subject. And I've come across him and some of his comments and some of it. And I think humble is a great word for it for him and her. But another thing, if I can tack on to both these individuals, they do something that I find one of the most artful things ever, of being able to describe and talk about subjects that I could never, if I was reading a book, I wouldn't understand. But when they talk about it, I get it. Like the Bill Nye, the Neil deGrasse Tyson type of conversation where they can break it down where even I can get it. Another thing about her that I heard from people that attended the event and I thought was really interesting too is you walk into the event and, oh, we're talking gut health, you know, and you're a little hushed and you're a little nervous or maybe a little shy about talking about these things. By the time people left, they're talking to the, you know, people they didn't even know about that. You know, I was regular yesterday or whatever and stuff. She makes you very comfortable with the topic. And I don't know how she does that, but she is good at it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool. That's a unique talent.
Yeah, she was a real community builder, you know. Like,
absolutely.
Just for that day she was there, you could tell, like, the people in the room were all closer to each other.
And they just felt comfortable.
And they felt
with
comfortable.
Her.
And I thought that was, you're right. That was a special thing. You're right.
I had somebody come in the other day, and they have a young daughter that's had some digestive issues since she was born. And they came to the presentation. And at the end of it, Dr. Tracy spent some time with her, just her. In fact, like, we're closing the doors and such, and she's still there. And, like, she's hanging out with her and trying to help her solve. And the dad just came in the other day and said, that's the best advice we've had in all, like, 5 years trying to figure out what's going on with their daughter, and it's working the best for her.
That hit home for me because my youngest was like that.
And that was just, you know, her taking, like, 20, 30 minutes just to, like, work with her. Like, she gave her personal email, keep me posted on it. I mean, she means
a good lady.
She wants people to be healthy, to feel health, and that's what she's going to offer on September 19th at 5:15. So come
real
on.
Passion. Yeah, imagine like a life-changing thing for like that. The young lady,
can't imagine.
You know, she came to a free lecture. It wasn't like she signed up and like, oh, there's $1,000 of lab work, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It was like a free lecture, and she's doing better than ever. It's really cool, and I think that really makes Dr. Tracy's day, and it makes our day too, just to see that people can like get closer to the answers they're looking for, and we're all on our own journeys with health, so that's important.
Again, be sure to check out this free lecture. It is coming up Tuesday, September 19th at our friends over at Family Natural Foods right over there. Be sure to check it out, and lecture begins at 5:15. We'll talk more about this as we get closer to it, talk about the drawing and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Cool stuff, all sorts of cool things.
But we're wrapping up with brain health today.
Let's wrap up with brain health. Before we wrap up with brain health, should we give him a carrot to try?
Doc?
To get his like brain going and crunching. So I'm handing you a carrot. These came in fresh today from our friends Cattail
Organics. They're probably
in
the field a day ago.
They smell like a carrot
They do.
They like are sweet. They're going to be crunchy, so he's going to turn himself off air, so he's not going to crunch in the mic, everyone, because he's just polite like that.
So good.
so it's like the flavor that a carrot should taste. Like, I don't know. I'm like this with tomatoes. I almost won't buy them off season because they just don't have the flavor to me anymore. I'm getting like snobby about my carrots. Like I almost don't buy them off season. And we typically get these carrots like now until I'd say maybe like February, March at the very latest. They are the best. People that have had them, they will now, they don't buy one bag. They buy like two or three when they come in because they just love them.
I should announce this to the audience. I have now become a carrot snob.
Yeah.
That is the best carrot I think I've ever had in my life. Yeah. And I love carrots. I'm a big carrot guy.
Oh, yeah.
And so I saw those carrots right away. I'm like, oh, I hope I get to try one of those.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to change my life.
Yes.
I didn't know it was that. I'm serious.
This
is the best carrot. I'm not joking. Yeah. I really do think it's the best I've ever had.
This carrot is coming from Athens, Wisconsin, which is on the west side of Wausau. So from us, you know, that's a really local carrot. That's close.
Yeah.
It's not traveling on a truck many, many miles.
Most come from California.
Carrots. And the flavor, even if you get a really good organic carrot, the flavor's different. This is like fresh, yummy, how it should taste. I mean, sweet.
And Kat, the owner of this farm, she's been working with UW-Madison, some of their agricultural students, they're probably PhD students, on cultivating carrots and different varieties, different seeds of carrots and stuff like that. So she's really taken it to the next level. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's borderline academic. Like, I mean, if you meet Kat, she's an academic.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
a farmer. Like, she's really
and
put
she's
a lot
a powerhouse
of science.
Too.
Yeah, I don't know how she does it, but yeah, her carrots are amazing. We have a lot of people. I think this is a story, I think it was with a different farm, but I'm not sure. Maybe you'll remember. There was this young boy who came in, and he would only eat these carrots, or the carrots from a similar farm. I'm trying to remember which farm it was. But this basically the story is, like, after you taste a good carrot like this, like Katrina with tomatoes and, you know, whatever, it's sort of like you don't really want those other carrots anymore.
It doesn't live up. It's kind of like, I'll just not have it. Or maybe have, like, something canned, or it's just not the same.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll just eat something else that's more in season. And this is the concept, and going back to, you know, seasonal eating, like, this is what we should be eating right now. It's coming out of the garden. You can taste its flavor, and it's so good. Carrots store really well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people used to put them in their cellars years ago and still have them through the winter. But that's the concept of tomatoes. I eat most of my tomatoes now, and then I don't really eat them past the season because they taste so good, like we should be doing with seasonal eating.
Usually the taste is also where the nutrients are, too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
if it tastes really good and it's in season, it's probably peak nutrient.
Yeah.
And then it's really fueling your body. And that's something I think we should strive for, like, as a society, like in America, is to, like, try to get the freshest, best tasting food, which is also probably the most nutrient dense.
Eating seasonally is something that you've touched on and said that term a couple of times, Kat. And to me, it's something that I'm trying to incorporate in my life more because I'm one of these people that just I'm trying to get better about not just eating for fuel. But eating for fun, eating before to try new things, eating to help certain aspects of my life or my body. I think that it helps if you eat that way. If you think about it seasonally and what's fresh right now and that. It actually also changes it up, too, because I think I'm not alone on this. I get in patterns with eating.
Sure.
I eat, though, I'm going to have this day and this day and stuff. And that gets boring after a little while. And that can make a good food boring.
Yeah.
That you a food that you really enjoy and look forward to boring. Changing it up a little bit like that is helpful too.
Yeah, seasonal eating is great, and it really expands your profile. Like, your mouth will now start realizing the flavors more. And a great way to try that is going to your local farmer's market, right? So today the farmer's market was happening, or Saturday you can catch it. Or if you want to make a bit more of a commitment and try some different things, you can do CSAs. And we have two farms that drop CSAs off at our store. And that's a fun way to try different vegetables.
Yeah. You sign up for those in the springtime.
Yep, you sign up for them in
think
the spring.
Ahead. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good way.
As we're wrapping up here, I'd like to get more into this topic another time when we have more time. I'd like to really focus in on brain health because, for one, I actually know a little bit about this subject, so I'm looking forward to, like, actually being able to incorporate
it. So we got brain health for, what, a whole 2 minutes? Let's see.
I mean, what I would say is there's a couple that are on sale this month, so if there's something you're looking for brain health and you want to try something, come in, try them on sale. You know, the price is good, and they tend to work really well. I mean, the ones we sell are really popular and they work well. Could be part of that parental or grandparent support when you're wanting to help your kids with homework and you're wanting to stay sharp and alert. This is great.
Yeah, or maybe you just need a little bit more focus or memory support. We have other ones for that. So we brought a couple, but we have more varieties at the store. Mm-hmm. So that's why we kind of ask the questions and we can tailor it to each person of what they're looking for. But yeah, different ones are on sale and they're good for that brain health, that memory, focus. Mm-hmm. So for the adults or going back to school, or maybe it's a teen too that needs a little bit more focus and they can swallow, these would be a great option too for that.
For sure.
There's more conversations to be had over at Family Natural Foods. Be sure to join our friends over there at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can always give them a call at 423-3120. That's 423-3120. Bookmark their webpage, Family Natural Food, and follow them on social media. It's a great follow. Looking forward to talking again real soon, you two. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.